John, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning to you. Happy Upshot Week.
Exactly. Happy Upshot Week. Now, I was shocked to learn that every year the average Australian woman will buy 27 kilograms of clothing and throw away 23 kilograms of clothing, which means she's only wearing about 33% of her wardrobe. Why do you think Australians are in this predicament, and what are the long-term ramifications of that kind of consumption?
Well, look, it's simply not sustainable. All too often, you know, we're buying clothes on a very regular basis, barely wearing them, because the other issue that you didn't mention there, of course, is that sometimes people only wear those clothes once or twice. And we actually did some research for National Upshot Week where we looked at the actual wearing habits of women as well, and it was amazing how many of them actually admitted that they had a number of clothes and shoes in the wardrobe that still had the price tag on, that it had actually never been worn. And that's part of why we're doing a campaign this year called the Big Spring Clean, is in that campaign highlighting the fact that, you know, you might have got a gift from your ex, or you might have bought something on an impulse buy that you just never actually end up, you know, using. And so these things hang around in our wardrobes. And unfortunately, when things hang around in your wardrobe, all that energy and water and resources that went into creating those clothes all goes to waste. And that's the great value of charity op shops. If you have those kind of clothes in your wardrobe, it makes a lot of sense to basically donate them to a charity op shop, because then the environmental impact is lessened of that clothing. And also it helps to raise money for people in need, or that clothing gets given to people who need it. So that's one of the real key values, I think, of op shops and the role they play in society.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess one thing to do with, I guess, fast cycle of going through consumption of clothes is, I guess, people just don't know the kind of the backstory and the way it's been made and all that kind of stuff and the cost that goes into it. So it's really important that if you're not wearing anymore, I guess you kind of give it to an op shop, or you hand it down to someone else, instead of, I guess, it just kind of sitting there or just throwing it out so it becomes waste. What role do op shops play in slowing down that fast cycle of consumption and disposal of products?
Well, every year Australians donate, it's estimated, about 780,000 tons of clothing and goods to charity op shops. And so if you think about it, that 780,000 tons on an annual basis, but if mentally and socially, that would be an awful thing.
I joined you still.
From the general public. But the simple fact is, you know, needing a lot of help. There's lots of Australians out there who are doing it a lot better than some people actually realise. And, you know, through my work with National Op Shop Week and the main partners of Op Shop Week, which are, you know, Red Cross shops, Vinnies and Salvo stores, I've seen the amazing work that they do with the money that they raise from their charity op shops to help people in need. You know, I've got to meet families who have come to rely on the really good quality clothing that people donate. And I can't hesitate to say that good quality clothing being donated is really important for two reasons. Firstly, you know, if you're a family that's really down on their luck, you know, you don't want to go around in clothes that look bad. You know, it's really important for, you know, for their self-esteem that we have them getting the best quality clothing possible. And secondly, the other issue is this: if you give really rubbishy clothing to the op shop, stuff that they can't sell, especially if it's damaged, they have to throw it out and they have to pay landfill fees. And the reality is that millions of dollars is currently spent every year by charities, rubbish that's been dumped on them by the general public. Now, that's millions of dollars that can't go into frontline services. And that's why this Saturday, as part of National Op Shop Week, for the first time, we're launching the first ever national clothing drive called the Big Spring Clean. And we found that this is the one week of the year, straight after the AFL Grand Final, where more people do spring homes because kids are off school, you know, they're on holiday. And so we're basically calling on everyone to have a spring clean during this week's National Op Shop Week, with the intention that this Saturday there are more than 1,000 Red Cross, Vinnies and Salvo stores that you can go to take your unwanted good quality clothing down to. So it's the first time we've run a major clothing drive on this level. And we're very much hoping that people listening now will be able to take part.
Yeah, well, that should be absolutely huge. And I guess in addition to environmental benefits of Op Shops, I guess stopping that waste, can you tell us a little bit more about the charity initiatives that Op Shops provide as well?
Well, you know, if you think about people like Salvos, Vinnies and Red Cross who were involved in Op Shop Week and the Big Spring Clean, you've also got people like Anglicare, Lifeline, RSPCA, many, many organisations out there for whom they use charity Op Shops to either directly help the people they're trying to help, people who might be down on their luck, people who might have addiction issues, people who might have just come out of prison, people who need that little bit of a helping hand, which is what Australians are good at doing. When we're called on to do that stuff, we're very good at it. But also, it's to raise money for things that they're doing. For example, with the RSPCA, when they have shops where they're selling things, you know, that goes to help animals who've been abused or neglected or abandoned. And, you know, so these organizations that have charity op shops are all doing the most amazing stuff. They really are the backbone of our communities because they provide a lot of community services that the average person is unaware of because, thankfully for them, they're doing well. But for those people who are struggling, who rely on the services of people like the Salvos and Vinnies and Red Cross and Anglicare and Lifeline and others, the money they get from those charity op shops, the goods and services they get through those op shops, are critically important to provide that safety net.
Now, you did mention there that there's quite a lot of stuff that the average person doesn't really know about with the op shops and other charities going on behind closed doors where we just can't see the amount of good that they are doing. Mm. How can we kind of get that message out that there is all this other stuff going on that is really helping our communities?
Look, I think it's important to do that because it was interesting. We have Craig Rucastle and Gretel Kleen doing the social media advert, you know, videos that for this week's National Op Shop Week. And when we were filming in one of these stores, someone came up to me and said, why is it that, you know, charity op shops are charging so much money these days? You know, I can get a T-shirt cheaper for $4 down at, certain retailer that they mentioned. And I said, well, you do know virtually that, you know, that cheap clothing is not going to last. It's also taking advantage of people in developing countries who aren't getting paid a living wage. You know, sometimes, you know, some of these clothes can be made in almost slave-like conditions. You know, so firstly, we shouldn't be comparing charity op shop prices to unsustainable fast fashion setups. And I think, secondly, the issue is we shouldn't forget that, you know, clothes are still cheaper at a charity op shop than they are if they're brand new. And the key thing is we shouldn't forget that they are there to raise money to provide critical community services. And that's one of those things where, you know, if you're getting a jacket and you're worried that it's $15 or $20, well, it will cost you a lot more somewhere else, and that money will make a real difference. And that's why I think the Big Spring Clean on this Saturday, where we're asking everyone to take down their unwanted good quality clothing, it can make a real difference. It can declutter your wardrobe, it can clean up your home, maybe even clean up your kids' bedrooms, which is a miracle in itself. Talking from experience, but at the same time, you know, donating and doing some good at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess there are a range of things going on during National Op Shop Week, including the Big Spring Clean as well. What other things are going on, and can you tell us how we can actually get involved and benefit fully from this week as well?
Well, look, a lot of people listening now will have their favourite charity op shop. You know, anyone who's listening now who loves op shopping, you'll have your favourite shop where you know you can get certain things and you go there on a regular basis. But if you're new to this and you haven't had the fantastic experience of op shopping, one of the great things about that is that there's a lot of op shops around Australia. Now, for the Big Spring Clean, it's easy to find out. If you go to our website, opshopweek.com.au, that's opshopweek.com.au. Just type in your postcode and it'll give you a selection of charity op shops that are in your local area. And of course, but a lot of people listening now who do op shop, you'll have your favorite charity op shop and you support because either they have great clothing or great bric-a-brac or other items, or because they do certain things in the community that you personally support. So with whatever your reason for op shopping, you know, please get involved. The Big Spring Clean this weekend, Saturday, October the 6th. And this week, if you've got the kids off on holiday, try and rope them in as well and get them to clean up their bedrooms at the same time.
Yeah, we become quite a big family and community event. I'm sure it should do. That's, I guess, the aim. If everyone wants to get involved, it will make a massive good impact as well. Thank you so much, John, for joining us today and telling us about National Op Shop Week, as well as, I guess, the reason and importance behind op shops and what they do for our communities as well. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.